This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Wednesday morning. It's a wild card Wednesday morning as it is finally here. Some playoff baseball for the New York Yankees. They take on the A's at Yankee Stadium tonight. A winner-take-all wild card play-in game. The Yankees, if they win, they head to Boston, but no touching the money here, no looking ahead here. We finally know who the Yankees will be starting tonight. It's not Happ, it's not Tanaka, it's not whoever texted Boomer and whatever the hell that person said yesterday. It was a surprise. Former ace in the first half of the season, Luis Severino on the mound for the Yankees, having faith in their guy, having faith in Sanchez behind the plate. Well, we'll see. What will we be talking about tomorrow? Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I am great, man. Today is a huge day, and I think it does get much bigger than this. When you think about the four opening games in the NHL tonight as the NHL season opens. No, I'm just kidding. But the NHL season does open tonight. But it is... I was shocked.
Who cares?
Right, there you go. I was shocked that the Yankees decided to go with Severino. I don't know what Brian Cashman's thinking about, but, you know, this is part of me says, okay, I get it. He's their ace. They want him to be the ace. They want to reward him for the entire year. They don't want to just give it to AJ Happ, although I would much rather have a left-hander on the mound in Yankee Stadium. But that's okay. That's the way it works. And they're going to go with their ace. So, I just hope tomorrow morning we are in here talking about a gem of a game that he pitched and that there weren't pass balls and that he and his catcher communicated and that we don't have a failure to communicate when there are guys on base and things of that nature. And quite frankly, it really shouldn't be about him anyway. It should be about this Yankee lineup against a plethora of pitchers that the A's are going to be throwing out there. And the Yankees offense has got to get it going. I know they're going to try to keep them off balance, and they're going to try to do all the stupid matchup things that the sabermetrics and all that other stuff say. At the end of the day, it's still baseball. You got to get in that batter's box. And what we saw with the Cubs the last 2 days tells you all you need to know about baseball. Good pitching stops good hitting.
Yeah.
And right now, it's not like the A's are coming in here with Justin Verlander. They're not coming in here with Chris Sale, who's healthy. They're not coming in here with these top five pitchers. They're coming in here with a parade of pitchers, and there's a reason why they're doing that.
Man, I hope that they jump on them early, because once that starts to snowball, that bullpen game and the matchups, and you don't want them gaining confidence and new pitcher every couple of innings, just jump on them early, have Severino get some confidence, not have a first inning, obviously, like he did last year. And what's interesting to me is you mentioned like the matchups and the sabermetrics and all these things that the A's are going to employ tonight against the Yankees is sort of what the opposite of what the Yankees are going to be doing tonight, because the numbers do not back up the Severino start tonight. The Brian Cashman analytical part of his baseball
team. Maybe he's finally going with his gut.
I mean, that's what this is. That's exactly what this is.
Good.
Because if you look at the second half, you look at Severino against the A's, you look at Gary Sanchez and Severino the last time that they were a battery against the A's, none of it leads up to them being the team that's going to go out there and take on the A's tonight. But this is what they felt. This is the gut feeling. This is our guy. He could be the most dominant. We're going to live or die with him. I sort of respect that in a way, but at the same time, it's not the decision I would have made.
Well, the amazing thing about all of that is that all of the discussion now will be hopefully tomorrow morning. It's not going to be about Severino going out there and doing what he did last year against the Twins. Hopefully it's not going to be about what happened the last time these two teams met and he was on the mound out in Oakland. Hopefully it's going to be an 8-2 runaway game. That's what
rocking
you're hoping.
Chair. Yep.
And you know, you're hoping that the Yankee offense wakes up just like it did last year to support Severino's poor outing against the Minnesota Twins. So, hey, look, at the end of the day, he is their he's their ace, and that's what they're telling you. We're going with our ace. We want our ace on the mound, and you know, and we believe in him. So, and I think most of the players reacted the same way that we're talking about this morning. Like, this is their guy. They appreciate him. He's a homegrown Yankee, and maybe that had a lot to do with it. So, at the end of the day, it's the decision made by Brian Cashman, and we'll have to wait until tomorrow morning to discuss it and see what the ramifications of this decision turn out to be.
And this A's team, as we know, because we've been following it now for months, I mean, this is a really good team. And if you didn't know anything about baseball and you woke up one day and started watching baseball at the beginning, in the middle of the season, and watched the A's and watched the Yankees, and then, all right, now you have to make a pick on which team is going to win this game, you'd probably say the A's, because the A's look like they've got more life. They look like they're more confident. They play with more energy. They play better on the road. I mean, there's all these things about the A's that's really admirable, but this is also a team that came out of nowhere. They had back-to-back last-place finishes. They're here. They're confident, but they also have more guys on this roster that don't have any postseason experience. I know the Yankees are leaning on a couple of rookies in Torres and Duhar, but, I mean, this is a spot for the Yankees to finally flex their muscles in a game that matters, which we have been waiting for the longest time. So all the stuff that we said in the beginning of the season and who the Yankees were and who the Yankees could be and what the Yankees could accomplish, it was a ho-hum regular season on the way to 100 wins. I mean, now is where they need to hit a bunch of home runs. Severino's got to be throwing 98 miles an hour, mowing guys down. This is the situation where this team needs to look like the best team in baseball, and they are certainly capable of it. But much like the Cubs, sometimes things go away like that. It's baseball. We know it's unpredictable, but I mean, this is it, man. And then the way they were playing, the way they were swinging a bat towards the end of the regular season, winning this game and then heading into an ALDS, anything's possible at
Dude,
that point.
You see their lineup. You see what's going on. Gary Sanchez is going to be batting eighth. I don't know what to tell you other than they are loaded. They are loaded. They are ready to go. They should be able to support their pitcher today, which will be really important. Be interesting to see how Severino does in that first inning. Is he as jacked up as he was last year, or is he just going to calm down? He's been through this before. He's had to give him big pitching in last year's playoffs, and he's actually did okay. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he did great. He did okay. But now this is his turn, and he's going to get it, and they're going to give him the ball, and I hope, and I don't want to hear anybody talking about this because I know somebody already did this to me this morning. And, you know, they try to distract you around here before you come into the show. You know how people come into my office and it's just like
it's a parade.
It's a parade. It's like, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about shark hockey and I'm talking about this and all this other stuff.
It's really unfair to you as you get ready to prep for the big show.
It's all right. Know? I can handle it, Gio. I appreciate it. I can handle it.
Right.
But it's just like they already are talking about the Red Sox.
I've heard so much of that. Yeah, I know.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it today. I don't want the Yankee fan to be touching the money. I want them to worry about one pitch, one inning, one game. That is the secret to success. Do your job. Keep it simple. Don't try to do somebody else's job. If there's a guy on third base and you got to get a sacrifice fly, hit a sacrifice fly. If there's a guy on second base, you got to move him to third base, hit behind the runner.
Well,
you know, no, you don't have to be the hero. Not everybody has to hit a home run tonight.
Are you going to see that from the Yankees, the hitting behind runners and bunting and playing small ball? No, everybody's going to be swinging for the fences, and they really hope that they get a bunch of home runs, and they really hope they get one from Gary Sanchez because that's going to make them look smart.
Let's go to Vin the Bookie in New York City. Vin, what's
Vin
happening?
Vin the Bookie!
Hey, Boom, Gio, good morning.
Hey, Vin. What's up, Vinny? How are you, buddy?
Good. You know, this thing tonight with Severino, that's not a gut call. It's 110% a sabermetrics call. Apparently, the Oakland A's are the third worst offense against the pitcher that throws 97 or harder. And I believe their third best or something to that effect if he throws softer. So I don't think this is a gut call at all.
You can also find every single stat to support your argument. I mean, how about the fact that Severino against the A's was got over a 6 ERA this
right.
year, and then in the second half he's got over a 5 ERA. So I mean, there's all sorts of ways. And right-handers, I mean, they hit right-handed pitching better than they hit left-handed pitching the A's. So there's all sorts of things you can look at.
And Ben, let me ask you, how do you think your Cowboys are going to do against the Texans this weekend?
I don't think they're going to do that well.
I didn't mean to ruin your day, Vin. I appreciate that. Thanks, brother. Thanks for the Sabermetrics update. I work with Vin at CBS and Showtime.
Oh, okay. Vin the bookie.
Vin the bookie, yes.
Wow. Is he actual bookie, or is that just a,
you know,
is a nickname?
I don't get into some person's personal.
But he calls himself the bookie, though. So,
yeah,
I mean,
it's
not like he's hiding anything.
Mm-hmm.
You call yourself Vin the bookie, I think people are going to assume that you're the bookie. You
huge Cowboy fan. He sits there at CBS, and anytime like Dak Prescott throws an interception or there's a touchdown over the top, all the guys are getting Vin! Everybody's screaming at him.
Right.
Poor guy.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, this to me was all about the fact that Severino, they perceive Severino as the best that they've got. That's the perception in that clubhouse. And he's been the ace.
But Vinny's right, though. I mean, you it could be both things. It's all right. It's all right to be both things. It's all right to show total support behind your homegrown Yankee ace pitcher, who actually pitched a little bit better as the season, you know, wore down. And they're hoping that they get a little bit of a charge out of him, you know. But honestly, if I'm sitting there and I'm Brian Cashman, it's like, man, wait a minute, time out. I got McCutcheon, I have Judge, I have Hicks. Let me see. Oh, Stanton, Voit, oh, Gregorius, Andujar, Sanchez, and Torres. I mean, if that lineup can't go through this pitching staff that the A's are going to throw at you, then I'm sorry. But, you know, stranger things have happened in sports.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is one of those decisions that was probably talked through a ton, and there is no doubt in my mind that they said at some point, Jay Happ against the Red Sox a couple of times is beneficial for us.
I don't want to hear that.
Now, I'm not saying that they were looking ahead and guaranteeing a victory, but I am telling you that that was part of the discussion. Because Jay Happ's the only guy out of those three where you wouldn't have gotten much of an argument against him because he's been so solid. There's real no blow-up potential there. Like, if Tanaka goes out there and throws a bunch of balls in the dirt and gets past Sanchez and then gives up a couple home runs, you go, this is why you don't throw Tanaka. If you have Severino give a performance like he did in the wild card game last year, and he's all over the place, and he's on a different communication page than Sanchez, you say, well, that's why you don't throw Severino. But with Happ, it's like, oh, it's fine. It's just Jay Happ. He's going to go out there. He's going to be fine. So I'm telling you that there's a reason why they didn't throw Jay Happ in this game, especially the way that he pitched against the A's last time. We saw that earlier in the month. He shut him down. There's a reason why. Because they acquired Jay Happ to pitch against the Boston Red Sox and to beat the Boston Red Sox.
There you go.
And that's what's going on.
Talk about the Boston Red Sox. You shouldn't even be talking about them right now. You shouldn't even be talking about them. You should be talking about Jonathan Lucroy and the Oakland A's. He reminds me of John Ross when he was with the Cubs.
Yeah.
Right? He is like the father figure to this team. This, you know, they're gritty. They got a chip on their shoulder. They got the lowest payroll. They're going against the highest payroll. All this other crap. I mean, they got all this motivation in the world. They're on the road. They're with themselves. They don't, you know, no distractions. All this other crap.
They're confident, man.
And you're talking about the Red Sox?
I'm not talking about them. I'm saying the Yankees did.
Time out. You were just talking about the Red Sox.
All right, maybe I was, but
you were just talking about the Red Sox. You're all over the Red Sox. You shouldn't even be saying the word Red Sox.
But you have taught me the rules of touching the money. And the rules consist of, if you are not a diehard fan of that team, you're allowed to go near the money.
No.
You're allowed to touch it.
Did you see what the Ryder Cup team did for the United States of America in Paris?
Well, they threw up all over themselves.
Yeah, they were running in the streets and hanging out and having a good time and all. They don't like this one. I don't want to play with that one. You know, everybody thought because of all the great golfers that they had on their team that they were going to go over there and win like it was going to be nothing.
Sure, right.
And guess what happened? They got their asses kicked. That's why I'm saying you got to keep your eye on the prize and you got to keep it simple.
Well, I think the Yankees are.
And you got to stop, you know, talking about the Red Sox.
I'm telling you, the Yankees looked ahead a little bit with this decision.
Don't say that.
I'm telling you they did. I'm not saying that they guaranteed a victory, or they don't think the A's are good, or they're looking past them. I'm just saying that part of this decision was the fact that we feel like we can win with Severino, which means that having happened the next series a couple of times is going to be beneficial for
us.
Can
I show you the lineup that we're going to put out there?
You just read it to me.
I'm going to say it again.
Well, again?
Yeah. I just want to say it again because I want it to sink into you. I want it to seep in.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. I'll let it seep.
And look, you know, and the nice thing is that they announced this before this afternoon show. Right? So we got it before anybody else got it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's in the paper.
Yeah, right.
All right, here we go. McCutchen, you know who he is, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yep. How about Aaron Judge? You know him?
Yep.
Aaron Hicks?
Hicks, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Is this guy called Giancarlo Stanton?
Yeah, MVP last year. Yeah.
How about Luke Voit? Looks like he's a middle linebacker or a nose tackle, right?
Right. Drinks regular milk.
Right. Didi Gregorius?
Yeah, Didi. He's back. That's great. Healthy and in the lineup.
And then you got Miguel Andujar.
Andujar.
Mr. Doubles himself. 92 RBIs, Biggs.
Should be the rookie of
the year. 27 home runs and 92 RBIs.
Most consistent hitter for the Yankees.
Is that ridiculous?
Most consistent. What, hitting seventh?
Right. And then, you know, kind of like the worst hitter on the team is Gary Sanchez right now.
Right. Big hole in the bat.
Well, he was supposed to be the best hitter.
Yeah. Nah, not so much. Terrible year.
Okay. Then you got Gleyber Torres.
Right.
I mean, that's ridiculous. 24 home runs and 77 RBI. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It is ridiculous.
I mean, look at that lineup.
And that's why, even though I understand the bullpen game and I don't want to be too old school to be able to dismiss it, but that's why you feel like Liam Hendricks, this opener from Australia, I mean, you know, and then the rest of the bullpen that they have. And I know it's deep, and I know they got Blake Treinen at the back end, and I get it. But come on. Come on.
The dingo ate your baby.
Right, exactly. Shrimp on the Barbie, the whole thing. He's opening up for the A's tonight.
All right, it is a Yankee playoff day. Can I say it's a must win?
You finally can.
All right, I can say it's a must win. It's
a must win Wednesday, wild card Wednesday.
And I want to hear all from the Yankee fans today, what they think about Severino, what they think about their lineup. Don't tell me about the Red Sox. I don't want to hear about, you know, looking ahead. I want to hear about focusing in on today. Today's a big day. And by the way, it is so big that the station is sending Big Mike over to the Hard Rock over there at Yankee Stadium
to
this afternoon.
To do a four and a half hour show today,
well,
right?
He owes the station some hours.
Right, because he wasn't
Monday
here.
Off. He took
right.
a football Monday off.
Shut up.
No. Let me finish, and then you can tell me to shut up. He took a football Monday off to go shoot a movie with Adam Sandler.
Right, in a Scorsese production.
What?
It was a Scorsese production.
Really?
Yeah, Mike talked about it yesterday on the air. Yeah, we'll get to it. I mean, it was very, very interesting. Made me jealous.
It's so big that we got a movie star going over to Yankee Stadium doing not a 3.5 hour show.
Right.
Not a 3 hour show.
No.
But a big show.
4.5 hour show.
That means he's cutting into CMB, right?
No. I think he starts at three, goes to 7:30.
Oh, so he's not touching CMB this time.
No, he is.
They're extremely jealous. No. I mean, they always have been since the day they walked in here.
Boomer and Geo.
Shut up.
It's CBS Sports Network.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.